So you don't have that same excuse year in and year out. God wants to pull potential out of you.
Apostle Billy Thompson.
We have no reason to desert God. We have no reason to desert righteousness. We have no reason to say yes to sin. No reason. You are of the kingdom.
Dr. Joaquin Molina.
Do not be surprised that you're the only one in your family that decides to listen to God's instruction. Don't let the majority be the measure of your rule. Be radical in your family.
And Chris Fogel, come gain the tools to becoming a well-balanced man of impact. This event is sure to sell out as men up and down the Treasure Coast gather to encourage each other and gain instruction and wisdom on being the man God is looking for in this hour. Don't miss the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th. Register today. Go to tcmensummit.com or call 772-465-0036.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Listen, there was a guy that hired me to work, and I've shared this testimony before, and I just a little tidbit on how this works. When he hired me, I was just there temporary. I was still in missions. I was going back into the islands, and I was just down in Hallandale for a while. This guy was a very rich guy, very entitled, you know, everything. He's just snobby, and he was older. And, you know, but the thing about it, he cussed all the time. I mean, I don't even think the word cuss is the right word. The stuff that this guy spewed out of his mouth, because he had everything, he owned everything, you know, and so he had all these employees working for him, but he just cussed. And somehow the Lord allowed him to take a liking to me. And I had to ride around with him, listen to him cuss all the time. And, you know, I was in the missions and all that. It bothered me, but it didn't bother me, you know. Amen. You just think, well, this man just shut up. He's cussing at everybody. We riding down the street, he cussed through the windshield at somebody. I mean, literally, I'm serious. It was ridiculous. It was a demon spirit. But I would pray about it at night, but I wouldn't let it bother me. I wouldn't let it shake my... First of all, I knew because I wasn't going to be there long. Because all you want, I'm out of here in about 2 weeks. But one day I came in to work, and got picked me up, and we were riding, and he was cussing, then all of a sudden, boom, he stopped. Never cussed in my presence again. Now, it wasn't so much me, but I know there probably was an angel there. It just slapped him on his mouth. In the spirit realm, I'm telling you, there, God answers prayer. God knows your heart. Even if you're not praying this, he knows your heart. He knows your situation. Take note of things like that. There are angels that are waging war in your behalf. Yes, they are. Waging war. We already read how God is a man of war. They're waging war in your behalf. Luke 19:13 has a word there that means, the word is occupy. Luke 19:13. Luke 19:13. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Tell someone, occupy. Till he comes. The word occupy means to take possession of. Yes. To take possession of. to occupy. That doesn't mean just be a bump on the log. It means to take possession of. Our attitude with the devil is this: show no mercy and take no prisoners. Amen. Take possession of. Amen? The kingdom is bigger than an individual. It's bigger than a local church. It's bigger than a community. It's global. God wants it all back. I said, God wants, he's going to get it all back. We must realize our cause, amen, why we are in this battle. And that is, we are revolutionaries and we're here to destroy systems, amen. Demonic systems. Sometimes just your presence, when you're living for God and you're walking upright and you're not committing sin, you may falter here or there, but you repent quickly. Amen. You don't fester in it. Anyone that's truly following God, when you sin, even unknowingly, and you go before God in prayer, you feel it. You know something ain't right. And I don't care how you pray, God will bring it up to you. You try to close your eyes all you want to. Till you deal with it. Till you say, Lord, all right, I blamed it on them, but that was my fault. I need to go and apologize. Then all of a sudden, tell somebody, doors are going to open this year that no man can shut. Let me dig into this a little bit, because I wanted to address some things as it pertains to people who refuse to change. Amen. You ever know anybody that just refuses to change? And I'm not talking about drastic change all the time. Sometimes change is drastic. And sometimes God moves on people and they just drastically change. I was telling the wife, I'll share that later. This for me is 50 years. This year, 2024, marks the 50th year. I'm 50 years old. In the Lord. Ha. See, I don't celebrate the other birthdays. No, this is the true rebirth day. Amen. But we are experiencing, as I've mentioned in the prophetic word, we are experiencing right now a major shift. Have you noticed? It won't be on CNN. Have you noticed the shaking in the church realm? We're experiencing a major shift in the spiritual position and stature of the church. I believe God is fed up with some stuff. We always want to pray for people. But I believe God is fed up with some stuff that's been done in secret. Amen. That's not been repented of. But that, you know, people can get so insulated with things that they can't be touched. Or they feel like it. And they can't be touched by man. But when God gets involved, you can make your bed in hell. God says, I'll be there. You can't hide. Amen. You can run, but you can't hide. Amen. So let's pray that God will remove the cancer from the body of Christ. Amen. Save the souls, but move the cancer. The deception. You know, this is the age of deception. And there's a lot. I'm not even at liberty to say a lot of things that I know are going to come to the surface that people believed or wouldn't believe or think is impossible. All along, but society has been deceived. Amen. There are people group that say they are this, but they are not. Amen. God's going to pull the cover back. Amen. There are people groups that have been kicked under the bus that God's going to elevate. Amen. Oh, yes. There are church people that people have put on this pedestal with God and Jesus himself, God gonna strip them.
Yes,
show you
Amen.
Our nature, our spiritual position and stature will all change. It's all gonna change. But let me first talk a little bit about people that refuse to change. Unchanged people. Remember that message years ago, many years ago, but I think back in 2015, a message entitled Change or Chains.
Amen, amen.
Let me start there. Because if one refuses to change, and what I mean by that, when the Word of God comes and convicts us, and we see, let's say the error of our way, but we refuse to change. Okay, we're going to find ourselves in chains.
Amen.
You know, when I think of sports, you know, growing up and playing high school, college basketball and that, you know, the goal was always to get better.
Amen.
Now, it might seem funny to some, how are you going to get better at doing just the same thing? Well, you can. You can get more and more precise. You can get more and more refined in it. And you can get better. But someone that refuses to change, 4 years in college and haven't done any, hadn't changed at all. Okay, that's somebody that will either ride the bench or won't make the team. Because the coach is to bring out the change, the potential. And each of us has potentials in God. And it might not become, human beings, and that word human, as I said a couple weeks ago or last week, you're not going to find it in the Bible.
Amen.
The word human is not in the Bible.
Amen.
There's a reason why. Because human, not man, God created man.
It's about legacy. It's about honor. It's about brotherhood and community. Men. You can't afford to miss this. The Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th at the Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. Continental breakfast begins at 8 a.m. with conference events happening from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Speakers include Apostle Trevor Banks.
Where you've been nursing a weakness. See, I'm just weak there. Well, start exercise. So you don't have that same excuse year in and year out. God wants to pull potential out of you.
Apostle Billy Thompson.
We have no reason to desert God. We have no reason to desert righteousness. We have no reason to say yes to sin. No reason. You are of the kingdom.
Dr. Joaquin Molina.
Do not be surprised that you're the only one in your family that decides to listen to God's instruction. Don't let the majority be the measure of your rule. Be radical in your family.
And Chris Fogel, come gain the tools to becoming a well-balanced man of impact. This event is sure to sell out as men up and down the Treasure Coast gather to encourage each other and gain instruction and wisdom on being the man God is looking for in this hour. Don't miss the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th. Register today. Go to tcmensummit.com or call 772-465-0036.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
All the stories ever told, all the songs the world could hold, not a single one comes close to tell you what's inside my soul. How sweet it is, how sweet it is, how sweet it is to be loved by Jesus. How sweet it is, how sweet it is, sweet it is.